Rav Lichtenstein spoke with us often about the necessity for cheshbon ha-nefesh, self-examination, self-introspection. Of course, it stems from the Mesillas Yesharim, not just the Mesillas Yesharim, but I'll speak about it. The dangers of living life unattended as a sus doher. And he would expect us to perform a cheshbon ha-nefesh, of course, during the great period of cheshbon ha-nefesh, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, about our overall behavior. But in particular, he would stress to us that Shavuos demands a cheshbon ha-nefesh about our relationship with Talmud Torah and the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a sicha he delivered towards Rosh Hashanah about 17 years ago, Rosh Shavuos 17 years ago. And the introduction of the speech, of course, this is all translated from the original Hebrew, but you can get a sense of it. And he didn't really quote too many psukim in Mamari Chazal, so I'll be a little bit short on that, but I'll try to compensate that with direct quotes from the Sicha, again, the translation into English. So he spoke about the need for a cheshbon ha-nefesh in general to be conducted not just to locate the problems and the phenomena, the manifestations or the symptoms, as we would call it, but the roots that lead to problems. He likened this to working in a field and not just removing weeds, but trying to find the roots of those weeds. And he returned to this metaphor very often during this sicha. So in a general sense, as an introduction, I'll just quote, he spoke, "In most cases, grappling with the sources of the problem is more difficult and requires much greater effort. At the same time, it also gives rise to findings that are much more worrying than those that emerge from a superficial tackling of just the external problems." So obviously locating the roots is harder, but it also is more frightening because we face truths and realities that scare us because they speak about our identity, not just our behavior. But of course, he wanted us in general during our cheshbon ha-nefesh to try to locate the root and not just the symptoms, and certainly in Talmud Torah. So this sicha was dedicated to helping us perform a cheshbon ha-nefesh regarding Talmud Torah, and not just our effort in Talmud Torah, but our identification with Talmud Torah. "A person who discovers," he said, "that he has a problem with his learning must ask whether this problem may perhaps testify to a wider phenomenon that requires attention in its own right. If a person does not invest the maximum that he is able in terms of energy and time in intensive study, he must also investigate what psychological or philosophical basis gave rise to the deficiency." So Rav Aaron was encouraging us to question how well and how committed we were in our Talmud Torah, but where it comes from. And he divided the map of possibilities into three, but of course his maps were always being subdivided into subcategories. But at least in theory, there were not really three, but two. Either the problem could be general, unrelated to Torah specifically, but related to our overall personas, and not just in religion, but in life. Or they can have specific application to Talmud Torah. And each of these options subdivide into two options. It could be two general issues and two specific issues relating to Talmud Torah. So when he spoke about general issues, he spoke about two problems. One of compassion and conviction, leading a life that's apathetic and non-committed. And the second issue is someone that's just indolent and wasteful and lazy. So when looking for the poison roots of superficial Torah study, he first said, "It's possible that the person is learning half-heartedly because his entire personality is half-hearted. Such a person lacks initiative in attacking any subject in which he is involved, any subject. His general behavior is characterized by apathy and complacency." Rav Aaron says, "It's a flaw that embraces the person's entire personality." Sometimes I'll be, now I'm speaking now, I'm not quoting with Lichtenstein anymore. Sometimes I'll be speaking with a boy who will tell me he doesn't yet love learning, doesn't feel passionate about learning. So I'll turn to him and say, "Well, what do you feel passionate about?" And very often that's a very helpful question in reorienting the conversation, that basically you're 18 years old and you haven't yet discovered passion and commitment. And your life is very non-committed, very lukewarm and flatulent. And so much about time and development is developing the ability to be passionate, to be selfless rather than self-centric. And Rav Aaron thought that people who live life that way, rather than being dynamic, alive, and vital, Rav Aaron says, anyone who fails to do so is insulting the godly image that Tzelem Elokim within him and failing in the mission that Hashem has entrusted to him. Hashem doesn't want us to live quiet, hushed, detached lives, but lives of passion, commitment, vision. So the first general problem that could bar or deter Torah learning is just general apathy, lack of compassion. Secondly, Rav Aaron said, it could come from laziness. And of course, the only time I heard Rav Aaron use the word hate is when he said, I hate laziness. He was so opposed to not working as hard as you can. Such a person, Rav Aaron said, is not prepared to invest effort in hard work. He prefers the road that appears short, which is in reality long. Laziness may not just be inability to work, but inability to work for long-term goals and the need for instant satisfaction. Laziness, Rav Aaron said, is a moral and religious flaw. Again, I'm excerpting. He didn't say this all directly, it was sequentially. But laziness is a moral and religious flaw. For a person who succumbs to laziness, like his apathetic and complacent neighbor, namely the person who succumbs to apathy, is wasting the Tzelem Elokim, thereby violating Hashem's faith in him. Hashem has faith in you and gave you effort and energy, and you're violating that by not working hard enough. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bestow abilities on a person so that they would rust with disuse. Such a powerful and poetic image that if we don't work hard, then the abilities Hashem delivered to us rust with disuse. So the first two issues that we should examine, according to Rav Lichtenstein, Erev Shavuos, is general, are we people of passion or people of complacency? Are we people of conviction or people of apathy? Number two, are we workers or lazy? Are we indolent or are we perseverant and tenacious? And these are questions that are not limited to our relationship with Torah. There are developmental and personality questions, number one. And number two, if we're not passionate or hardworking, then it's almost as if we're betraying the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered to us, which come with expectations. Then Rav Aaron turned his attention to more specific issues of Talmud Torah. And the two issues he spoke about are, do we see it as Heim Chayenu V'Erech Yameinu? And do we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us in acquiring Torah, as Rav Aaron called it, as the elixir of life? Do we realize that without Torah a person is forlorn, and how deeply we need Torah? Why don't we realize this? So Rav Aaron said there could be two reasons. Number one, a person is not convinced that Torah is Hashem's word. When a person is not convinced that Torah is Hashem's word, that could itself be, number one, theological, philosophical, person who denies the divinity of Torah. But more so, you understand it as Hashem's word, but you don't see it as the highway to the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's word, but it's not our major connector to Hashem. Rather, as Rav Aaron said, a deficiency in the internal conviction that involvement in Torah, with all its parts and aspects, is indeed the highway to connection with the Holy One. So you know it's Hashem's word, but you don't see it as central to connecting you to Hashem. Second of all, person can realize it as Hashem's word and the primary way to connect to Hashem, but there's a deficiency, Rav Aaron said, in one's connection to Hashem. Such a person does not regard connecting to Hashem as the key to all aspirations. Such a person regards himself as a religious Jew, but does not feel Hashem's word as a fire burning within him. He does not revolve his personality around a connection with Hashem and avodas Hashem, and doesn't occupy a central place in his inner existential work. So there are two problems here. Inner conviction that it's a connector to Hashem, or deficient connection with Hashem. He's just not interested in a deep and durable connection with Hashem, and they can each dilute your motivation. And Rav Aaron said, the way to determine whether these two are healthy, well, how do you know? How would you just know, sitting in a yeshiva, just because you're learning, are you convinced that it's connecting you to Hashem, and how deeply do you desire a connection to Hashem? So Rav Aaron quoted the Pasuk in Amos, a very famous Pasuk, Vishlachti Rav Baretz in Eyamim Baim, there will be a hunger, Lo rav lalechem, not a hunger for bread, v'lo tzoma lamayim kim l'shmoz divrei Hashem. Do you feel that hunger? Do you feel that desire, that craving for more? Are you complacent in your Torah study, or are you hungry? Are you insatiable? The hunger for Rav Aaron would demonstrate A, the desire to connect to Hashem, and B, the recognition that the most direct interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah, either the study of Torah or the performance of mitzvahs. So Rav Aaron said, to be a ben yeshiva means to be hungry, but of course, on the other hand, to be satiated. Right? What does that mean? What's that balance? To be satisfied with what Hashem gives you, thanking Hashem for every minute that you have in the Beis Medrash. We dwellers of the Beis Medrash must appreciate that we've been merited to be among the small core of people who devote their entire being to Torah. Matov chalkeinu manaim garaleinu. See, there's got to be a hunger, but that hunger can't blur or obscure the celebration, and that celebration is to be a very powerful part of our Shavuos, of being selected to be Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. And then Rav Aaron, I'm skipping a few paragraphs, Rav Aaron concluded the essay as follows. Our obligation to learn Torah is not fulfilled through attending study sessions. The meaning of this obligation is a total attack. It is a constant desire which is carried out only intermittently because of various circumstances. So Rav Aaron recognizes that you won't always be able to study Torah, but the will and the aspiration and the hunger for learning, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayei, still has to be the controlling feature. And here, to me, is the money quote of this sicha. Rav Aaron says, Judaism is built upon great aspirations, but at the same time, small demands. A half hour here and there, visits to the Beis Medrash at irregular hours, and care to keep the learning continuous. So Rav Aaron is realizing that there will be an offset or a discrepancy between the desire and the hunger and the actualization, but as long as that hunger is there, and as long as there are intermittent expressions of that hunger, that would be a healthy Torah experience. And to just conclude the sicha, the world of Torah is built upon an all-encompassing view that may be broken down into a list of small commands. Through these commands and on the detailed path that the Torah sits down, let us try to satiate the constant hunger that should always assail us, the hunger for Hashem's word. So it just gives you a flavor of how Rav Aaron would prepare us for Shavuos, a sicha that he gave, the role of cheshbon hanefesh, of self-examination, and, of course, the classic and characteristic deconstruction into general issues as opposed to specific Torah issues, and the specific Torah issues themselves could be subdivided. Chag Sameach.